It's wonderful that there's freedom in Canada to be a believer in Christ, to own a Bible, pray publicly. You know, it's not the case in many countries around the world. Here to tell us about the 2020 World Watch List and the Persecuted Church is Gary Stagg from Open Doors Canada. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Doing good, Gary. Thanks. Can you explain the World Watch List and why it's so important?
Yeah, the World Watch List is the result of research that's happening all year round, both on the field and, you know, by a desk of professionals that basically monitor the state of Christian persecution around the world. So what the list does, it ranks the top 50 countries, you know, number one being the most dangerous. Now, there's more than 50 countries in the world that suffer persecution. You know, it's more like 90 countries where we have Christian persecution, because the reality is that 260 million Christians today suffer at least high levels of persecution for their faith. That's one in eight Christians globally that are suffering that kind of persecution today.
When you say dangerous, can you describe what kind of persecution that is?
Well, let's take the top one, for instance, that's North Korea. North Korea has actually been on the top of the list, so that would be considered the most dangerous place in the world to live as a Christian. And in North Korea, of course, there's only one object of worship allowed, and that is the Kim family and the dynasty. And so anything other than that is considered to be a threat to the state. So if in North Korea you're discovered to be a Christian, you and your whole family, your extended family, will be sent to a brutal labor camp in North Korea. If you're caught owning a Bible, you most likely will be put to death in North Korea.
Wow.
We had a situation, I just met with somebody from North Korea back in the fall, and she lives now in South Korea, was able to get out of North Korea. But she had this, she told me about this conflict that she had in her own heart, because one day as a youngster, as a teenager, I believe she was at that point, she discovered a Bible in her house. And being so programmed with the by the state through the schools and through all the propaganda, her allegiance, she said, first of all, was to the states and not to her, to the state and not to her parents. And so she had this real conflict, internal conflict, about whether or not she should report her parents. And she was going to, and she just happened to mention to her father. She decided to go to her father first. And her father sat her down and explained to her why they have a Bible and the fact that they were Christians. And so ultimately she came to faith in Christ, and, you know, the family was fine, and she was able to escape. But the reality is, for a North Korean, is that they can't even tell their children that they are Christians, because it's way too dangerous for them to have that kind of information, because the whole system is designed to pull that information out of them. So if they go to school, you know, teachers ask diagnostic questions about whether or not they have a black book in their house, and they have all kinds of ways of getting that information out of the children. And so parents, unfortunately, can't even share with their children that they are Christians until they reach a certain age where they can trust them with that information and hopefully make a decision themselves for Christ.
Gary, tell us a little bit about the event coming up on March 11th, where Canadians will be able to invite their MP to something pretty amazing.
You know, we're really excited about this, because this is the second time now, second year in a row, we just started last year, where we've been able to take the results of the World Watch List, all of the research that has been done, and this is looked upon all across the world with all different parliaments as the go-to information, the go-to research on Christian persecution. And so for the first time last year, we were able to take the results of the World Watch List and present them to our MPs right on Parliament Hill. Really happy about this opportunity to do it. And so we've been invited to go back again this year to meet with the MPs, those that are willing to come, mind you. And that's where we need the help of everyone out there in this listening audience, that they would send an invitation to their MPs to come to this event on Parliament Hill, to hear firsthand and hear the stories of the persecuted church, know what's going on. We have a speaker that's coming from overseas that will address them, and we really hope to raise awareness of what's going on with Christians all around the world. And then afterwards, we get them to subscribe to one or two countries that they will take a special interest in. And then throughout the year after that, we send them some recommendations of how they can be involved in helping people, in changing policies, and so on. So it's a fantastic opportunity that's come where we can influence the influencers in our country.
Mm. The website is opendoorsca.org. Gary Stagg is with Open Doors Canada, and we've been talking about the World Watch List. He's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Gary.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anytime.